morning, everyone. You're listening. My name is Uncle Slim. My name is Uncle Slim Pants. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. No, you're wrong. Oh, wait, no, you're not. What is that? Boop, boop. All right, you're good. I'm here with boy number two. We're gonna play a song.
And then and come back and you get to hear about my aunt problem.
Okay.
Lying isn't better than silence. Floating, but I feel like I'm dying. Still no matter where I go, at the end of every road, you were good to me. You were good to me, yeah. I know it's easier to run after everything I've done. You were good to me. You were good to me.
Okay, everybody. We're gonna talk about the ant problem.
A-N-T, ants. You have them. You have them. I have them. We all have them. We all have this problem.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I got one of those ant farms, you know.
Yeah.
And then And then a few of them got out, and there's ants everywhere. There's ants actually everywhere.
You said a couple of the ants got out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they repopulated rapidly.
And now you just have a lot of ants.
Uh-huh.
And where is this?
My kitchen.
So there's ants. What about elsewhere?
There's less in other places, but mostly in the kitchen.
But you said everywhere. So what you said to me.
Yeah.
And now you're backtracing that on that statement.
No, I'm not. There are ants everywhere.
No, you said mainly in the kitchen and less elsewhere.
So stinky. Ants are so stinky. Creepy crawly.
Ah. Sounds like you're talking about
creepy crawly little ants.
Ants. Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
That's all you have to say about the
pretty
ants.
Pretty much, yes.
You said you were gonna talk for the whole show, I think, about ants. I believe you did say that.
I still have time.
Okay.
Do I know better than this?
Oh, shit.
You're a word that I can't forget. Is it safer if we just say that we tried? Are we laughing at the danger? Are we dancing after death, you and I? As the sun
So you got one of those big things? You got one of those big things? Really big ones. They're very big, really big things.
What are they?
You got some? Hey, got bricks? Got bricks?
No.
Next question. Hey, you got bricks?
Please stop.
Hey, you got bricks?
Please stop talking.
Next question.
Let me hear a joke, Phil. A little joke.
That's not a question.
I said
next question.
What's a joke? Tell me a joke.
That's not a question.
Tell me a joke.
As I said, next question. Got bricks?
No.
next question. Next question, please.
Would you rather never be able to have a dog again, or kill your mother?
I'll be real with you. Definitely never have a dog again. You know.
That sucks.
You?
I'd probably have my mother killed.
I'd
probably do it myself. It was recently her birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
But would you rather have never been born or like start?
I would kill my mother.
You either were never born or you right now start aging backwards and just go back down until you die. Or have never been born and never existed at all.
I'll definitely age backwards.
So you'll go from 18 back to 17, 16, 15 and just like go back down to being an infant and die.
Yeah, I would do that.
You'd rather do that than never have existed at all?
Yeah, easy.
What if you stop at 10 years old? And so you go up to 10 and then go back down? Or just never have existed?
I'd do that. It's always better to exist over not exist. Because once you die, you aren't aware of what happened.
Yeah, that's true. But so then it doesn't matter if you existed or didn't exist. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same question.
So the answers are the same.
Yeah.
The answers are exactly synonymous.
Well, no. There's at least something in your life.
No, because there's nothing.
Your life is actually meaningless.
No, because outside of it, nothing exists. Outside of
it's meaningless.
Your experience of your life, once that's gone, you have nothing. And then it's just an empty void. Oh, God. Someone's getting arrested outside.
Where?
Right over there. They're getting arrested. Getting tied up. Did you see it?
Nope.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're gonna get back to it.
Summer breeze makes me think of my baby. I left down in New Orleans. I left down in New Orleans. Magnolia, you sweet thing. Driving me mad. Gotta get back to you, babe. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. You whisper good morning. So gently in my ear, I'm coming home to you, baby. gotta get back to you, babe. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, and devastating families. You can help the American Red Cross save lives. In the United States, volunteer with the Home Fire Prevention Campaign and help us reduce fire deaths and injuries. We can't do it without your help. Enlist your son in fireman camp this summer. Visit redcross.org to find out more today. Fireman camp, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
You want to go?
It's for like, it says it's for like children, like hey, like someone who has kids.
I mean,
and then
I'm someone's kid still.
Do you want to? You can do if you wanted to.
I would like to go.
What's this? Visit Red Cross.
I like to have be friends with little kids. Very easy to be friends with. Very, you know, it's been very simple.
The simpler life.
Hey, so what'd you have for lunch today?
If
you don't mind me asking.
Oh no, I had electrolytes. I had like electrolyte water and some peanuts.
Oh,
Spanish peanuts with a shell on.
And
you?
I actually had macaroni and Kraft macaroni and cheese. But I ate the cheese first.
The packet of cheese.
Yeah, I sucked it clean, and then I ate the most. I ate most of the, you know, little noodles, but cheese first, all of it.
It's disgusting. It's actually disgusting.
I just couldn't wait. Oh, I just couldn't wait. I was getting so excited. I couldn't wait. I wanted the cheese. Put it in there. Licked it all up. There's no cheese left. Just noodles.
You ever make it with chocolate milk?
No.
It's good. It's a little brown, but it's good.
Yeah, I would like to. So what are you thinking about right now? Hey, what are you thinking about over there? Oh boy.
Shit, no, baby. How does it feel if slip away. I let it go and feel alright. Another level overnight. Can't fit this feeling, dust off my side. Another reason to try. You got me thinking I'm close. Can't be the only words that you told me. Making me feel like I'm seen on television. Come leaders, come ye men of great, let us hear you pontificate. Your many virtues laid to waste, and we aren't listening. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watch and wait for redemption day. Thank you.
do you have for us today? Throw us a bone, but save the blade. Oh, why you waited till so late?
Was there no oil to excavate? No riches in trade for the fate of every person who died in hate? Throw us a bone, ye men of greed. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watching wait for redemption day. It's buried in the countryside.
It's hidden in the shells of night.
It's everywhere a baby cries. Freedom.
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 Freedom. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Ah!
Hey, you're scaring me. You're scaring me. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on over there? What's going on? You're scaring me a lot.
Okay, the cleaning staff will take care of it.
Oh.
Let's just talk about something.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed by what I did.
So I've been watching a lot of anime recently.
Mm-hmm.
Actually so much anime. Just nonstop anime.
What are your favorites?
I haven't
been
sleeping.
Which one specifically?
Naruto. Dragon Ball Z.
Who does that?
And Pokemon Red,
Pokemon
Purple,
Go.
Pokemon Go. Yeah, really big fan. I've been watching a whole lot.
Okay.
I just thought I would let you know. I didn't know if that would affect the dynamic between us or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, what are you looking at over there?
Some pants.
Yeah? What kind of pants?
You get some pants.
But for pants.
Yeah.
Until love came in on time. can't even hide it. And it didn't take forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time, on time. Loving is easy, you had me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing.
Shout out to Jesus and Jesus. Yeah, I make it do what it does. These niggas do it, but don't do it good. These niggas do this shit just for the funds. I go the hardest, do just for the fun. Yeah, shout out to Zini the man. I specialize in doing what niggas can't. Even when I was a youngin' in class, I always went harder than all of my friends. Shout out to niggas who said I was whack. Couple years later, they're all on my sack. Wanting to feature me all on the track. They send me a text, I do not send them back. Biggity backity fuckity up. People around me will prove you ain't tough. I'm telling you, I seen this menu before. Believe me, this ain't what you bitch niggas want. Super duper, do this all for the love. And that's why these girlies just can't get enough. And that's why you rappers just can't get a break. A house with no outlets, you can't get the plug. Damn, someone should tell them to stop. Just cause I'm popping, they tell me I'm pop. And all of their girlfriends tell me I'm hot. And just cause they not me, they tell me I'm not. That's a no-no, don't you know that you're wrong? And I'm the one writing your favorite songs from all of your favorite rappers. Don't act like if I was in here, they wouldn't all be gone. Gone is for sure, gone with the wind. They say they gon' pass me up, gosh, nigga, when? It's taking too long, way too fucking long. The only one who likes to rap is your mom. But we both know that she's been singing my more. You're on the internet, not in the stores. I'm in the bed now, moved up from the couch. I remember when I slept on the floor. And so did my sister, and so did my bro. And we had to go to Philos for the clothes. The way I was swagging was so damn on point. I couldn't even tell that I was broke. Yeah, man, you know, shout out to Jesus. I wanna thank Jesus one time. Shout out to my nigga Jesus on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfucking Jesus. Shout out to my homie Jesus over there chilling. Yeah, shout out to Jesus rolling that blunt. And shout out to Zini and Jesus. And shout out to the young man Brick. He's 17 chilling on some grown man shit. Man, we got a lot of hands and somebody wanna trip. Sleep more broke niggas than a Motel 6. I make it do what it do. Now I did it for niggas, thought it was cool. Swear to shit, like I just do something once. And all of you niggas start doing it too. Now I'm get to dab it or the crab. What's up, bruh? Kurt Angle theme song, you suck, bruh. Did a couple shows putting on for the turf. Now me and Sean Trey verses on skirt. Fake niggas don't look right at me. The way your bitch just threw it at me, I nicknamed her Nerf. And do not speak directly at me. If you wanna say something at me, that actually works. Your hating ass actions don't actually work. I just act like they do, they don't actually hurt. You don't have half of the fictional racks from your raps. Yo, that's not what you're actually worth. The planet you're on isn't actually Earth. If you think your girlfriend can actually twerk, the funniest thing is the laziest part of your brain is a section that actually works. But yo, that would suck if I was you. Good thing I'm not. Your mom's a thot. Brick thinks she's hot. I'm pretty sure they fucked. Yo, this is awkward. Dude, cool. It happens to the best of us. If you fuck one of us, you gotta squab the rest of us. Already had the rap life. That was in a past life. I had to come back because I wasn't the best enough. Didn't cash checks enough. Didn't curve max enough. Didn't have one night stand drunk sex enough. Didn't knock niggas out. Niggas didn't test enough. Itching for the hands. Do you have eczema? Last album, I ain't really beat my chest enough. Got these rappers running. I know they can hear me catching up. Super duper flexing up. Till there ain't any left of us. You do whatever the fuck you want and I'll do what it fucking does. Yeah. Yo, that was easy. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to Jesus and our sponsors over at Jesus Incorporated. Yo, I want to shout out to everybody at Super Duper, especially my nigga Jesus, you know what I mean? I got a homie serving life right now. He go by the name of J-Dog, or Jesus, you can call him that too. Shout out to him, and I'm trying to think, who else do I shout out?
Shout out Jesus. Shout out Jesus.
You're right, right. Okay. Yo, shout out to my boy Jesus. And shout out to my mom and Jesus.
There's no one here for miles. It's just me and the burning sun. It's just me, myself and my gun. Remembering the times. Oh, grapes on the vines. But with family I don't have the time to be questioning. A mother needs a son, so she needs dad. Oh, we don't have to talk, I just need you here. But if you go away, please don't disappear. The heat is making light of a happy.
Imagine this. Undead people roaming the streets. They're breaking into homes and ravaging cities. They want to eat human flesh and will seek it out fearlessly, without regards to injury or diplomacy. People have emptied out grocery stores and locked themselves indoors to hide. You don't know who you can trust. Could you keep yourself safe? How long until your resources run out? Let me walk you through my survival story, what I would do in this scenario, and maybe it will give you a few ideas to start preparing yourself. The origin of my survival plan comes from my summer job last year. The Doge Farm, a sustainable farm located on the property of the historic Woodlawn Mansion, was my stomping ground for 10 weeks. The Doge Farm consists of 7 fields of rotating crops and a nearby greenhouse of sprouts. I worked here, doing regular farm work such as laying rows of tarp onto the ground, planting thousands of seeds, and harvesting squash. I loved seeing where food came from, what it took to grow, and how I could help feed families with my own hands. But when, for example, I had to hand weed row after row of lettuce, or when 650 feet of greens needed to be fertilized with what was essentially a backpack-sized spray bottle, this job was both physically demanding and pretty monotonous. To keep from getting bored, my coworkers and I played guessing games and asked each other thought-provoking questions. Our favorite was, what would you do if the zombies came? We all had the same answer. We would come to the farm. There was a well for water, solar panels for energy, some shelter. Plus, we could grow all the food we would ever need. The only thing left to do was to build some kind of barrier to keep us safe inside. But why does it matter? Why am I standing up here talking about some hypothetical epidemic of the living dead? Okay, it's kind of crude, right? But farms are an incredibly important component of how we interact with the environment. Last year, using sustainable methods, the Doge Farm produced over 90,000 servings of vegetables. Assuming you need 3 servings of veggies a day, we would have had enough to sustain the vegetable needs of over 80 people every day, every year, for as long as the apocalypse lasted. If sustainability works on a small-scale farm, why can't it be applied to global agriculture? And it could be done so without amassing the serious environmental damages that large-scale global agriculture often produces. Every day that I planted seeds and weeded crops this summer, I thought about the choices that we on the Doge Farm made to ensure that the way that we grew food could continue indefinitely.
All right, that's about enough of that. I think we can start listening to music and maybe come back to that another time. You have been and are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All that jazz.
My name is Uncle Slim Pants. This show is called Mustard. I'm here with boy number two. And you'll probably maybe never see me again in my whole life. But you probably will next Thursday morning at...
Can I do a quick shout-out?
Okay.
I want to shout out Christina Applegate.
I'm on top.
Take it easy, take it slow. Oh, get on with the show. Oh, that's what I know. I woke in a cold sweat last night. Seems what's been good for the music hasn't always been so good for the life. I've thrown my phone in a pool in New Orleans. Found the love of my life again. Y'all knows what I mean. I'll be back on your sofa in a puddle in a couple of weeks.
night. Took a wrong turn and found surprise away. Now there's nothing in the way.